right. We are going to switch gears a little bit from our case law in-depth analysis here, and we are going to move on to Charles Hosey with Frost Bank, who is going to talk about the ever-interesting and always new analysis of produced water in Texas. Welcome, Charles.
Thank you. Good morning. My name is Charles Hosey. I'm an attorney with Frost Bank and their Trust Mineral Management Division, and I'm excited today to talk about the emerging estate of produced water and the intersection and the legal friction points when it comes to disposal, pore space, and storage. And I followed this topic for a number of years. I still get interested truly by the juxtaposition of this topic. You're talking about produced water, and in essence, when the operator extracts that oil and gas, they do produce thousands and thousands of barrels of that post-frack fluid, and they have to do something with it to keep those operations going. And you juxtapose that with what we have to talk about legally is at the molecular level, those constituent parts of that produced water, who owns it? Are there royalty owners or other interest owners that when value is created from those constituent parts that are required to get compensated? And so when I made this presentation, I am always reminded how truly blessed I am that I have unfettered access to a great legal mind and a truly great practitioner in the field. Peter Hosey, my father's not only a partner at Jackson Walker, but he's also teaches Texas land titles at St. Mary's School of Law. And frequently when I go to him and ask him questions, one of the first responses that I get from him is, have you read the title standards? Have you looked at the statute? What's the controlling case? No, Dad, just answer. Just tell me the answer. And so after a few iterations of this, I finally understood fundamental foundations of Texas oil and gas law are pivotal in every complex legal issue that we see. And the more complex issues I see, especially in produced water, the more I'm reminded that those foundational issues, you know, you must grasp and have a level of expertise in order to even conceptualize what those potential conflicts are. And so some of the topics that I want to discuss today is what is produced water, who owns produced water, the current case at the Texas Supreme Court, Cactus Water versus COG, and again, some of those practical considerations. What's the big deal with the emerging estate of produced water? The trash has now become the treasure. You know, you have millions of dollars. Historically, you know, the operator would dispose of all aspects of produced water in a saltwater disposal well. But in 2013, when water treatment technologies started coming up, those operators would take that produced water, treat it, extract what they could. And now you're seeing even the technology to leach out those rare earth minerals, lithium, cadmium, cobalt, et cetera, that are, of course, in exponential demand due to the push for EVs and carbon neutral alternatives. Again, they do utilize the rare earth minerals, but they can also bring that produced water down from a total dissolved solid back down to a level that can be reused back in operations or for industrial use. And so what is produced water? I'm sure many of you have seen it. You've interchanged the term with frack fluid, brackish, brine, all those terms that kind of identify that post-frack, that post-expansion of the rock brings back that fluid into the separator, separates out those oil, gas, hydrocarbons, and then that liquid is either taken off by a disposal operator or dealt with there by the operator.